Dear younger me, the prospect of passing on to you my few grains of wisdom makes me smile. You won't listen, of course. You never did like anyone telling you what to do, what to think, but here goes. Be patient, first of all. You know you want to write, but what exactly do you want to say? There's nothing magic about being a writer. It was years before I used the word in my passport, and even now, on a bad day, I wonder if writing isn't an alibi for existence. I write, therefore I am. No need to get my hands dirty in any real sense. Go out and do stuff first, like the travelling your older self undertook straight after university, heading west across the States, up into Vancouver, where you worked in John's Pizzarama on West Broadway, dressed in the skimpiest of micro skirts and black fishnet tights. This was decades before hashtag me too. Then across to Japan and down through the South China Sea on a communist Chinese cargo ship, the Hoi Wong. I have never written about this time in my life, or of a childhood spent partly in post-colonial Malaysia. Now that I finally want to make connections, throw in a bit of botanical history, and my father's secret diary kept as a prisoner of war on the Burma Railway, I find my memory is shot full of holes. So, remember to keep a notebook at all times. It's your impressions I'm after, telling details like the bicycle clips worn by one of your fellow passengers on the Hoi Wong to stop cockroaches climbing up his trouser legs as he slept. This really is good advice, so please listen. Be fearless too, especially when young, in the way you run your life and in the risks you take with your writing. Experiment with form and content. Promise at all times to keep your writing fresh. But recognise when something isn't working. Many years ago, I wrote a novel based on the life of Erzsébet Báthory, the late 16th century Austro-Hungarian countess, accused of murdering upwards of 500 women and girls. Sadly for me, the French surrealist Valentine Penrose had already penned the book I wanted to write, superbly translated into English by Alexander Trocky, as The Bloody Countess. For two arduous years, I heaved my novel up a cliff face, like Sisyphus and his rock. And when I showed it to my agent, the legendary Pat Kavanagh, who always spoke from the hip, she told me to put it away. Some ideas are worth nurturing, others are just plain bad, and you need to distinguish between the two. But don't fret. You will learn that nothing goes to waste, not even the failures. Early this morning, my solitary walk took me into the local wood. Under the no cycling sign at the entrance, a joker had chalked in blue, "No swimming either." The place is pondless, of course. 10 metres into the wood, a muddy track crosses the tarmac path. Here on the tarmac, the same joker had chalked arrows in both directions, yellow arrows, with the word danger pointing left and happiness pointing right. Take danger every time. That way you will never be deceived.